It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello, welcome to our show. Border Crossings is live from Washington, D.C. in Studio 4 for the next hour. We have requests and dedications and a Grammy nominee 2018 CD giveaway. All of that's coming up right here on Border Crossings. We're happy to have you with us. Happy Friday. If you'd like to join the show, call 202-619-2077. That's our phone number for requests and dedications. Here's a request for Ethiopia and Wahib. It's Camila Cabello.
Havana, nana. Hey. Half of my heart is in Havana, nana. Hey. Hey. He took me back to East Atlanta, na na na. All of my heart is in Havana. Hey. There's something about his manners. Uh-huh. Havana, nana. Uh-huh.
Traffic jam, man. I was quick to pay that girl like Uncle Sam. Here you go, ayy. Take it on me, ayy. Shout the craving on me, get the beating on me. She waited on me, damn. Shout the cake on me, got the bacon on me. This is history in the making, homie. On me. Point blank, close range, that thing. If it goes a million, that's me. It's me. I was getting moolah, baby.
Havana, na-na. Half of my heart.
Sings, and that is Camila Cabello of Fifth Harmony fame, and that song is called Havana Nana, featuring Young Thug from her upcoming new CD, her debut solo CD, out January 12th, which is called Camila. She's in Rolling Stone magazine. They spoke with her about the album and about her music and her career, and she said that leaving the group Fifth Harmony was the most difficult decision she's had to make in her life, and it was a tough year, although things are getting better for her. But she said it was very hard at first, and she felt like she was disappointing and letting down all the fans, because she's got the same fans, basically, that Fifth Harmony have. And so they followed her over, and, you know, she's also picking up her own new fans. She said she left the group because she felt sexualized being a part of Fifth Harmony by the way they were exploited and the costumes they had to wear and the dance moves they were expected to do. But she's happy she made her decision. She said she gets butterflies in her stomach when she thinks about her solo album coming out. She's very proud of it. The song Havana, incidentally, was a song that a lot of people in the industry discouraged her from putting out. They said, well, it's too ethnic, too regionalized. You know, it's just not a song you really should be putting out at this stage. There's some better songs on your album. So she just went against them and said, no, this is a song I want. My family is a part Cuban, and I want to put this song out. I'm proud of it, proud of my heritage. She did. And lo and behold, she was right. And the song has done very well for her. She's got a new song coming out. She just did the video for it. And she said when she watched the video for the new song last week, she cried. Because in the video, there are photos of her as a little girl growing up and some photos of relatives who have since passed away. And lots of memories came back to her. So she said it was very, very emotional. Thank you, Waheem in Ethiopia, for listening to Border Crossings and requesting that song. If there is a song that we can play for you, by all means, you can call us, 202-619-2077, and make your request and dedication. We are hearing from all kinds of folks like Nayo Emanuels, Andy Bakers, Bijan Adams, Karuna Kantapal in India, Yebisira Solomon checked in, Cynthia Harris, Abraham Z. Borbo, Praise Oba. They've all said hello on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London, Kalme Sly Jackson in Accra on 98.1 FM. Etienne Habu Mugisha is listening to us on 104.3 FM. And Vincent Maloba's with us. Also, Kin Kazri. Now, that's a new listener. Kin Kazri, who requested a song for Ghana, which we will be playing next week, because it does take a couple days to get a request on. We have so many new listeners who are just joining us. It's important for me to emphasize that we don't get them on instantly. We don't get them on the same day we get them. It takes a couple days because the show is pre-produced in advance. Because people will ask, why? Why can't you play a song the same day? Well, we come in with a stack of 10 songs already programmed for today's program. They're already selected in the music library. They're already planned on. It's quite a process to go through all the email we get every day and all the other Facebook requests and the phone calls and whatnot. There's a lot of requests coming in. And so Vince is down there sorting through it all and has to keep a balance and select the 10 songs we play. So it takes a couple days. But I hope all our new listeners will understand, just as our veteran listeners have come to understand. So thank you. Also, Una Vanags just said hi, and she's listening too. All right, here's a request for Jan in Holland. It's Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra. I don't think there's any disputing he's one of the greatest male singers ever in the history of music. He was there right at the beginning, great movie star. Without Frank Sinatra, we wouldn't have Justin Timberlake, Justin Bieber, the people that we have today. Frank died in 1998, but left us with quite a wealth of music. And here's a song that Jan wants to hear. This is a song about New York, New York on Border Crossings.
Start spreading the news, I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York, these vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York, I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York. We'll be right back. never sleeps. And find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. These little town blues, oh, up to you, New York, New York, New York.
Hey, I'm Taylor Swift, and you're listening to Larry London on The Voice of America.
I wanna be your end game. I wanna be your first string. I wanna be your A-team. I wanna be your endgame, endgame. Big reputation, ooh, you and me, we got big reputations, ah. And you heard about me, ooh, I got some big enemies. Big reputation, ooh, you and me would be a big conversation, ah. And I heard about you, ooh, you like a bad.
I'm so stoked, I need a toast, we do the most. I'm in the ghost like I'm whipping the boat. I got a reputation, girl, that don't precede me. I'm a call away whenever you need me. I'm on the cheap side, come to the A side. I got a bad bar for solo, that's what they like. You love it, I love it too, cause you my type. You hold me down and I protect you with my life.
I don't wanna touch you, I don't wanna be just another ex-love you don't wanna see. I don't wanna miss you,
I don't wanna miss you
like the other girls do. I don't wanna hurt you, I just wanna be drinking on the beach with you all over me. I know what they all say,
I know what they all say,
but I ain't tryna play.
And chips on both of my shoulders. Reputation precedes me, and rumors I'm knee deep. The truth is, it's easier to ignore it. Believe me, even when we'd argue, we'd not do it for long. And you understand the good and bad end up in the song. For all your beautiful traits and the way you do it with these. For all my flaws, paranoia, and insecurities. I've made mistakes and made some choices that's hard to deny. After the storm, something was born on the 4th of July. I passed days of the fun. This end game is the one with four. On the tip of my tongue, I'll never say
I don't wanna touch you, I don't wanna be just another ex-love you don't wanna see. I don't wanna miss you,
I don't wanna miss you
like the other girls do. I don't wanna hurt you,
I just wanna be
drinking on the beach with
you all over me.
From my red lips.
Okay.
Crossings, and a request for Solomon Abugri from Taylor Swift, and that song features Ed Sheeran. It's called End Game. They are besties, best friends, and it was only a matter of time before they actually recorded a song together, so there it is, End Game for Taylor Swift fans, known as Swifties around the world. And Solomon is listening to us in Ghana. Kwasi Kasedu checked in, Francis Seiki. And I know that in Kenya, they listen to Border Crossings on 107.5 FM. Hormeku Partisan's with us. Havana is in Denmark. Solomon, Ephraim, Bosco, Yebisira, Seal, Balandor, Elise, Ya, Shewa Shewa, Guoliang She, and Philip Moore all checked in to say they are also listening to Border Crossings. Now, I've got some Taylor Swift news. And everybody's a fan of Taylor Swift. We, you know, let's face it, in all the years she's been doing this, pretty well throughout the entire decade of 2000, since the beginning, near the beginning when she put out her first album. So many hits, so many tours. Well, there's a little bit of controversy going on now among Taylor Swift's people. First of all, Billboard magazine wrote a whole big story about her upcoming Reputation tour, how it is on track to being the most profitable tour in music history. Billboard says that so far she sold $180 million worth of tickets. And they say that if she continues at this pace, that she will, you know, estimated earn about $450 million in ticket sales for the Reputation Tour, which is in stadiums around the United States and going around the world. Now, the tickets, here's the catch. The tickets are priced as high as $500 a ticket. $500 a ticket. Billboard says, no problem. Taylor's philosophy in this is to keep the prices high, to keep the scalpers away, and the true fans will buy these tickets. And then as it gets closer to the show, lower the price, and then, boom, it'll sell out. That's what Billboard believes to be the case. However, if you read what I just read on Forbes.com, they say this is a disaster. That's what people are saying in Taylor's camp. Her Reputation album is not selling well. Sales continue to decline. It was the biggest seller for debut in 2017, over a million copies its first week. But since that time, it's only sold 2 million copies. And so they're saying the sales continue to drop. In fact, Reputation dropped another 43% in its third week of sales. And so that's a cause of concern. They're saying that her 1989 tour, the 1989 album and tour a couple of years ago, sold out in minutes. This tour, not selling well. So it depends on who you believe. Billboard says, it's part of the strategy. Forbes says Taylor has lost some of her luster. So not really sure who to believe, but there you go. But nonetheless, Ed Sheeran has nothing to worry about. Ed Sheeran's Divide album was just named the biggest selling album of 2017. I just read that today. The Divide album has sold 2.8 million copies so far and still selling strong. Ed continues to put out the hits. He's number one again this week with the song Perfect. All right, up next, we've got a perfect birthday dedication for a perfect birthday boy, James Kitcher in Ghana, who's listened to this show for a long time. And said that he wants to wish his dad, John Patty, a Happy New Year. And he's celebrating his birthday this week, along with Border Crossings. And so he said, I have celebrated over 50 birthdays in good health, along with my family. And Border Crossings is a part of the family. So here's a song for James Kitcher. It's your birthday, and Katy Perry's here to celebrate it with you. This is Border Crossings.
I heard you're feeling nothing's going right. Why don't you let me stop by? The clock is ticking, running out of time. So we should party all night. So cover your eyes, I have a surprise. I hope you got a healthy appetite. If you wanna dance, if you want it all, you know that I'm the girl that you should call. Come on, when you're with me,
Crossings on VOA 1.
Please say you love me.
Border Crossing, Celine Dion with me on The Voice of America. I love that song. That's called I Love You. And who doesn't love Celine Dion's voice? She is absolutely amazing. Alexander in Ghana requested that song. Celine Dion has been doing this a long time. And when you talk about success, Forbes magazine says she's worth $700 million. Talk about success. She is very successful. She makes a lot of money at Caesar's Palace, where she's been performing in Las Vegas for a while. In fact, she made a guest appearance on CNN on New Year's Eve. They put her on for a song. She sang a song from her Caesar's Palace New Year's Eve concert. And the guys, Anderson Cooper and the guy that he was with, you know, were interviewing her. They were talking to her on the big screen inside of the concert hall, and she was chatting with them. Apparently, it was unrehearsed and a little bit unprepared. The guys asked her, hey, so Lady Gaga is going to be doing a residency at a Las Vegas hotel down the block. She's going to have a bunch of shows. And what advice do you have for her? And Celine was kind of taken aback. She didn't expect the question. She said, I don't have any advice for Lady Gaga. She said, you're asking me to give Lady Gaga advice? She said, I can't give her any advice. She'll do just fine. And she did go on to say that she would like to do a duet with Lady Gaga one day. That would be kind of interesting. Thank you, Alexander, for requesting a little Celine Dion music for us here on this Friday show. I'm Larry London, and we are heard live at 1500 Universal every day and rebroadcast on the Voice of America at 2200 Universal. If you want to make a request, call 202-619-2077. You can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. And you can also go to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Bartlebar Torvat is tuned in Zagreb. Zuedu is listening to Border Crossings as well. And Bosco Delta, I like that name, Bosco, is listening to Border Crossings as well. Thank you all for checking us out at Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I put on the Facebook page a copy of the Grammy Nominees 2018 CD we're giving away, loaded with 21 of the biggest Grammy-nominated artists. The Grammys are January 28th, and it's music's biggest night. That's what it's called. The Grammys are known as the ultimate award in music to win. And a lot of different great performers will be on stage on January 28th, and we've got 21 of them on the CD. So you can win it just for listening. This next artist has won her share of awards over the years. In fact, I just came across an article about Adele, and it said that it's hard to believe this, but her album 19, one of her very first big albums, came out in 2008, 10 years ago. 10 years ago, Adele put out 19, which gave us Chasing Pavements and a few other hits. Anthony is listening in London to Border Crossings. And by the way, Anthony, Adele is moving back home. She had a house in Beverly Hills. She's put it up for sale. She wants to move back to London. Simon Konecki wants to be close to his daughter. He's got a child from a previous relationship. She's 10. He wants to spend time with his daughter. And Adele supports that for her husband, and she also wants to be closer to her family as well at home in London. This is Rolling in the Deep, Adele, for Anthony in London.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your fish bay.
Listening to Border Crossings.
Some things we don't talk about, rather do without, and just hold the smile. Falling in and out of love, ashamed and proud of, together all the while. You can never say never while we don't know it, but time and time again, younger now than we.
Don't let me go. Don't let me go.
are the Fray. They come from Denver, Colorado. A lot of bands are out of Denver. One Republic are also from Denver, Colorado, the home of Denver Broncos football team. That's a request from April Ray Ponsica, and that's a beautiful song from the Fray, Never Say Never, here on Border Crossings. And the Fray, Isaac Slade and Joe King and the guys, they were on Border Crossings before, had a chance to interview them. They just put out a Best Of album, and they've been together since 2002. So they've had a few big hits. You know, How to Save a Life was among my favorites. And, you know, so there's been a number of them. But anyway, April, thank you for your request for the Fray here on Border Crossings. And thank you for tuning in to our show. In just a matter of minutes, we'll be giving away that Grammy CD. Keep in mind, you can't win twice within 30 days. So if you're a winner from the holiday CD giveaway, you're not eligible to win the Grammy Nominees 2018 CD that we're going to give away all throughout January. Coming up, it's Miley Cyrus, whose parents just celebrated a wedding anniversary, and she tweeted about it, put that on online. I've liked Miley for a long time. I liked her as Hannah Montana. Then she went off and got a little wild. Didn't care so much for the wild Miley, but she's reined it back in, and now she's got a new album out, which is a beautiful album. And she's her real name, incidentally, is Destiny Hope Cyrus. Her name is not Miley. It's Destiny Hope Cyrus. She got the nickname Miley because when she was growing up, her dad called her Smiley. So she took Miley. That's the story behind that one. And, of course, she became big in Hannah Montana. And there's been a lot of talk among the tabloids about a wedding being planned with her and her Australian actor, hunk, a man, Liam Hemsworth. But both of them deny that. They say, no, we're not working on a wedding at this moment in time. We're happy being a couple, but we're not married, and we're not planning a wedding yet. Here's a request from Zambia and Maya Lamia, who's tuned into the show. And this is an older song from Miley, goes back a few years. This is Wrecking Ball, Miley Cyrus for Zambia, here on Border Crossings.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can live a lie running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wreck me. I put you high up in the sky and now you're not coming down. ever say I just walked away, I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball.
Border Crossings on VOA 1.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck. The reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you could lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
Crossings and the band U2 with Bono and his merry gang from Dublin, Ireland, who actually started off not as U2. When they first started their band, they were known as Feedback. in 1976. And a year later, they changed the band's name to The Hype. And then eventually they settled on U2. And there's been no looking back since the 70s for U2. Beautiful Day, Bijan Das requested that in Dubri, Assam, India. So I thank you, Bijan, for listening to Border Crossings. Also want to say hello to Heinz Haring, who is in Austria. We've got a listener in Austria. The hills are alive with the sounds of Austria. Heinz is tuned in, has been listening to The Voice of America for over 30 years on his loyal shortwave radio. So, Heinz, thank you very much for joining us. Christian is in Rwanda, and Kamo Ibrahim Sheriff and his girlfriend, Joy Kargbo, are tuned in Freetown. It's time for our contest now here on Border Crossings. We've got our Grammy Nominees 2018 Compilation CD, and today our lucky listener is James Kitcher from Ghana. Hooray! Happy birthday, James. Enjoy your Grammy Compilation CD courtesy of Border Crossings. And by the way, the CD doesn't go on sale till January 12th, so you can win it before it's for sale just by listening. You'll have yours first before anybody else. All right, you got one more request to play. Demetrius in Ghana wants us to play a song that was number one for 8 weeks in 2017, Post Malone and Rockstar. This was the most streamed song New Year's Eve. 621 million streams for this song. Here's Post Malone.
I've been popping, popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on no and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go grata-ta-ta. Hey, hey, switch my whip, came back in black. I'm starting saying rest in peace to Bon Scott. Hey, close that door, we blowing smoke. She asked me light a fire like I'm awesome. Hey, act a fool on stage, probably leave my show in a cop car. It was legendary through a TV out the window of the montage. On the table, lick a pawn, don't give a damn. Don't your girlfriend is a groupie, she just tryna get in. Saying I'm with the band. Ay, ay. Now she acting out of pocket, tryna grab up on my pants. On it, in my trailer, said I ain't got a man. And they all brought a friend. I've been popping, popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on no and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go grata-ta-ta.
I've been in the hills, superstars feeling like a pop star. Drinking Henny bad, jumping in the pool and I ain't got on no bra. Hit her front or back, pulling on the tracks and now she screaming out no more. They like Savage, why you got a 12-car garage and you only got 6 cars? I ain't with the cake and how you kiss that. Your wifey say I'm looking like a whole snap. Green honey's in my safe, I got old racks. LA is always asking where the... Yeah. Living like a rock star, smash out on a cop car, sweeter than a pop tart. You know you are not hard. I done made the hot chart. Remember I used to chop hard. Living like a rock star, I'm living like a rock star.
I've been popping, popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on no. Yeah, show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go grata-ta-ta.
Border Crossings Rockstar, Post Malone. The album is called Beer Bongs and Bentleys. It was supposed to be released in 2017. He had two release dates and kept delaying and delaying. And so now what he said is, I'm not giving out a release date anymore. I'm just going to finish it when I finish it and put it out when it's ready. I want to say hello to Muhammad Kamara, who checked in and said, I want to win the Grammy CD. Well, Enter the contest, and you'll have a chance like everyone else. And we'll do it again on Monday's program. We'll give away another one all throughout the month of January. Thank you, Wagner, for our engineer extraordinaire. And thank you, Vince, for directing on a par level, which only can be set by you. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Have a great weekend. Be safe. And don't forget to tune us in again on Monday at 1500 Universal. My name's Larry London, and this is Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.